good morning, everybody. We're GFBS. We are Grand Forks' best source, and it's time now for your morning update for Tuesday, September 21st. Brought to you by Provita's Promotion. That's who you go to if you're looking to boost your brand or maybe want your business to stand out from the crowd. Get a hold of Provita's Promotions. They're going to consult with you at no cost. They're going to find the perfect swag for your business, too. You know, the logo, apparel, hats, trade show displays, awards, promotional products. Tell you what, Provita is the region's top provider for free online stores. And now Provita's Promotions offers free shipping. Any item, any size order, you get free ground shipping to one location. They've got locations in Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, and Minot. And you can get the perfect apparel, team spirit wear, and more. And all with free shipping, too. Provita's Promotions, call 1-866-PRO-SWAG or shop provitaspromo.com. Boost your brand and stand out from the crowd with Provita's Promotions. Weather today, sunshine and 68 degrees. North Dakota Department of Health yesterday confirming 221 new cases of COVID-19 in the state during testing on the 19th. Now, the number of currently active COVID-19 cases in the state stands at 2,979 as September 19th. That's down 135 cases from the previous day. Of those 221 new positives, 80 in Burleigh County, 32 in Cass County, and 11 of those were in Grand Forks County. Well, Pfizer said yesterday its COVID-19 vaccine works for kids ages 5 to 11, and that will seek U.S. authorization for this age group soon. It's a key step toward beginning vaccinations for youngsters. Vaccine made by Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech already is available for anyone 12 and older. But with kids now back in school and the extra contagious Delta variant causing a huge jump in pediatric infections, many parents are anxiously waiting vaccinations for their young children. For elementary school age kids, Pfizer tested a much lower dose, a third of the amount that's in each shot given now. Yet after their second dose, children ages 5 to 11 developed coronavirus fighting antibody levels just as strong as teenagers and young adults getting the regular strength shots. Dr. Bill Gruber, a Pfizer senior vice president, told the Associated Press, kids' dosage also provided safe with similar or fewer temporary side effects, such as sore arms, fever, or achiness that the teens experienced. Well, Senator John Hoeven announcing $17 million contract has been awarded to Ideal Aerosmith of Grand Forks by the Navy. Company will build a ground support station to control unmanned aircraft and sensor systems in Grand Forks. He says Ideal Aerosmith has been an important success story in efforts to expand North Dakota's technology sector. I want to talk a little bit about C&H Insurance. You know, they begin with the goal of building an agency with the highest of principles, personalized attention and service. Now, this concept remains to be the priority today. They strive to give everyone who walks through their doors special attention and the best customer service possible. Their agents have over 50 years of combined insurance experience. They're licensed in Minnesota, North Dakota, and Arizona. Grand Forks' best source insures through C&H Insurance. Maybe you should, too. For all your insurance needs, contact Justin, Jody, or Tammy at 218-773-0287 or stop by 1427 Central Avenue Northwest at East Grand Forks. C&H Insurance over in Eastside. Police are investigating the death of a 16-year-old girl in Crookston. Police say the girl was found dead early yesterday morning. The investigation is ongoing. Police said they consider the death isolated. No one else was involved, and there is no concern for public safety. The body was sent to the University of North Dakota Pathology Department for an autopsy. Well, here we go again. Two-vehicle accident at the intersection of Highway 2 and Airport Road west of Grand Forks resulted in a Minnesota man being cited for driving through a red light. North Dakota Highway Patrol said the collision happened in wet conditions shortly before 11:30 yesterday. Troopers say 77-year-old Warren Helgeson of Rossay driving a van westbound on Highway 2 when he ran a red light, T-boned a southbound passenger vehicle traveling on Airport Road. Neither driver was hurt, nor was a passenger in the van. Troopers say the vehicles blocked the intersection for a short time but were removed from the road. This intersection sees numerous accidents every year. Well, several concert goers took to social media as well as a whistleblower hotline over the weekend with concerns on severe traffic delays after a concert here in town. Thousands of Luke Combs fans made their way to the Alaris Center Friday, only to be met with heavy traffic before, both, and after the show. One woman told a news station while she had arrived in Grand Forks from Fargo around 5:30, it wasn't until after 7 when she finally made it into the Alaris parking lot. Another couple said that the Beer Never Broke My Heart singer wrapped up around 10:30 Friday, but she and her party didn't make it back to their home in Fargo until after 1:30 a.m. In a statement, Alaris General Manager Anna Rosberg said, "The Alaris Center is positioned with one road into and out of the facility. As always, our team works closely with the Grand Forks Police to control and help facilitate an ingress and egress that's as smooth as possible. Unfortunately, with the sheer number of attendees and the infrastructure available via 42nd, most of which comes right before music starts, doors open at 5:30. There was no traffic until much later. It causes delays. It was also noticed that there were significant delays coming from Demers Avenue and Gateway Drive, but no lines or traffic upon ingress coming from 32nd Avenue South into the Alaris Center South Drive and the Alaris Center's Alaris Drive." And finally, in sports, Minnesota Wild General Manager Bill Guerin says, well, he's disappointed that Kirill Kaprizov hasn't re-signed with the team yet. Minnesota's ready to move on without Calder Trophy winner, and he's not in training camp next week. Wild and Kaprizov had reportedly agreed to the framework of a five-year deal, but the two parties haven't made any progress for weeks. Even though the season starts before December 1st, Minnesota has until that time to re-sign him. Twins play the Chicago Cubs at 6:40 tonight. High school boys soccer, Central at Fargo North. Davies in town to take on Red River. High school tennis, Central at Wahpeton. Red River at Valley City. And volleyball, Central at West Fargo. Grand Forks Red River will host Valley City. And there you go. That is your morning update. With special thanks to Valvoline's to oil change. You know, life doesn't ever seem to slow down. Everything needs to be done right now. When it comes time for an oil change, stop into Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Most oil changes done within 15 minutes, and they do more too. Tranny and coolant flushes, tire rotations, and batteries. When you get your oil change, they're going to include topping off your filters, checking your tires, your battery, your lights, your wipers, your cabin air filter. You also get discount for fleets and the military. And you can text and email invoices and coupons and mention GFBS. They'll give you a $10 off your oil change. Valvoline Instant Oil Change opens 7 days a week. No appointments needed, and pickup, delivery, and available in Grand Forks, too. It's more than just a complete oil change. Check them out, 3325 South 38th Street, or call 701-780-8462. Make sure you tell them Grand Forks Best Source sent you to Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Well, the Great Reset is back today at 11 with Dr. Dan and David from the Midwest Public Health Coalition. So tune in and remember to like, share, tag, and follow us. Hit that notification bell on your smartphone, too. Grand Cities is an awesome place. Grand Forks Best Source, giving it an identity again.